We're in Tzivot Shalom on Parsha Kitavo. We're on page Kuf Nun, the first piece on Kitavo, Godel Mitzvat Bikurim. So as we know, the Parsha itself, Parsha Kitavo, opens up with a discussion of Bikurim, with the bringing of one's first fruits to the Beit HaMikdash and the declaration that goes along with it. So he says, "Begodel inyan mitzvat Bikurim matzinu b'sifrei ala pasuk v'aya kitavo ala aretz." So in terms of the greatness of the mitzvah of Bikurim, the Medrash Sifrei says on the pasuk, the first pasuk, "V'aya kitavo ala aretz," when you come to the land, "Asei mitzvat zo shebischara tikanes la'aretz." Do this mitzvah because in the schar of doing this mitzvah you'll come to the land. And the Bereshit Rabba says on the pasuk Bereshit Bara Elokim, the first pasuk of the Torah, "Ein reshit ela bikurim shne'emar reshit bikurei admatecha tavi beit Hashem Elokecha." That when it's identifying, meaning it understand. There are many understandings of the word Bereshit in many different drashot and in different layers of Chazal. So one aspect of what Chazal tried to identify is Bereshit Bara Elokim, and understanding as Bishvil Reshit, because of Reshit did God create the world. So what's this Reshit? So Reshit could be the Torah, Reshit could be Klal Yisrael. So one of the explanations given is Reshit as Bikurim. Because of Bikurim did God create the world. It's a very strong statement about what Bikurim is. Ein Reshit ela Bikurim shene'emar Reshit Bikurei admatecha tavi beit Hashem Elokecha shebizchut mitzvat Bikurim, that because of the mitzvah Bikurim hayita kol abriya, the whole Briya came to be just so we could do Bikurim. וכן מצינו במצוות ביקורים עוד הרבה עניינים מיוחדים המורים על גודל מעלתה וחשיבותה שהיא מן המצוות המיוחדות שבתורה. And we see many different concepts that teach us how great the level and the importance of ביקורים is of all of the מצוות in the Torah. עניין הקריאה של פרשת Arami Ovidovi, the whole paragraph that it goes into, if you take a look in the opening paragraph of the Parsha, which talks about bringing Bikurim, not only do you bring the Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash, but you make this whole declaration which reflects on the totality of Jewish history coming to this point and saying, "You took me out of Egypt and you brought me to this place, and thank you so much for everything. You've given me this whole long declaration." When you bring the Bikurim that we don't see by the other mitzvot. That there's this command not only that you should bring the Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash, v'yikru'u et kol haparasha shel ha'hitahavat Am Yisrael, ech shenihyu la'am ha'nifchar, shlomatzinu kazot mitzvah acheret. We see that you have to make this whole declaration about how Klal Yisrael came to be that we don't see by any other mitzvah. V'gam b'ma'asrot sheyish bo vidoy, and so too the ma'asrot, which is the next paragraph in the opening of Parshat Kitavo, the giving of Masrot, it also has a viduish. Matchil hu rak b'mashen ogel kiu mitzvah zo. Bi'arti ha'kodesh min ha'bayit v'gomer. V'ilu b'mitzvat b'kurim matchil mereshit hita'avuto shel Am Yisrael. Meaning, there's also something which needs to be declared when one gives one's ma'aser. And that's the next paragraph in the Parsha. But there it makes sense. There you're saying, you're making a declaration about ma'aser. The declaration is relevant to the mitzvah. Why is it by Bikurim, especially with the two juxtaposed, one right next to the other? So then Bikurim's declaration should be about Bikurim, and Meiser's declaration should be about Meiser. But instead, Meiser's declaration is about Meiser, which makes sense. But then Bikurim's declaration, in contrast, is not only not about Bikurim, I mean, it includes the aspect of Bikurim, but it goes through this whole thing about how Klal Yisrael came to be. V'chol etzem ha'kriya tzarich bi'or, the whole declaration itself needs explanation. Shimatam bazeh rak emo shamru chazal. The whole point is, just as Chazal say, next page, lahagid she'eno kafoy tova, and Rashi brings that down to the beginning of the parasha, page Kuf Nun Aleph, that the whole purpose of saying this this declaration is because we don't want to be kafoy tova, we don't want to be ungrateful. Madua lo matzinu kazot ba'od mitzvot, why don't we have that by other mitzvot? Ubimuchad b'shar mitzvot atliot ba'aretz, and especially, at least, like, if we're saying that it's all about agricultural mitzvot, like Bikurim, so it should be by all agricultural mitzvot. But it seems to be very specifically Bikurim-oriented. But then why by any other mitzvah when we have an agricultural aspect, and we have the great bounty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon us by giving us the fruit of the land, whether it be the trees or the vegetables or whatever it is? So then in all agricultural mitzvot, when we enjoy that bounty, so we should make the same declaration. And we shouldn't give it, if the goal is not to be kafoy tova, if the goal is not to be ungrateful, we want to be grateful. But yet it only exists by Bikurim. Od tzarich peor. We also need to explain. Mashi ikshe Hamaharal, that which the Hamaharal asks, Lama maskirim rak arami oved avi v'lo maskirim et hanisim shenasu liyakov yimesav. If we're already going back, and the presumption is that when it says arami oved avi, an Armenian wanted to destroy my household, these pesukim are the same ones that we say in the Haggadah on Pesach, right? So our Amir Beirabi is most often understood to mean that Lavan tried to destroy us as a Jewish people when we were trying to be formed as a nation. If we're digging all the way back, not even just to Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we're digging all the way back to Yaakov and the struggles that Yaakov faced in building Klal Yisrael through the 12 Shvatim. So don't just mention the Armenian, don't just mention Lavan. Who else should you mention? Louder. Esav, we just read it. Yeah, you said it. Don't be shy. Go for it. Esav, right? Meaning, right after he fights Lavan, right after he gets past Lavan, he comes back to Klal Yisrael, and he literally goes, they don't actually come to a physical battle, but literally goes out to war against Esav. So mention Esav also. Why specifically Lavan? We also see one of the many lofty aspects of the mitzvah of Bikurim, Kamo Dichtiv, Vishtachavita Lifni Hashem Elokecha, that we should bow before our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Markazot, Mitzvot Acheret. Again, all of this is so oddly unique about the mitzvah of Bikurim, because all of these things could apply to all mitzvot. Every mitzvah should have a Hakaras HaTov. Every mitzvah should look back to the creation of Klal Yisrael and recognize where we come from. Every mitzvah should have a Yishtachavaya before our Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is this unique about Bikurim? And again, going back to that original midrash, what allows us to get into the land is Bikurim, and that perhaps the whole creation itself, right, perhaps, Chazal say it as a fact, meaning it's one aspect of the purpose of creation. That the whole point of creation is Bikurim. The paragraph, that opening paragraph concludes, and you should have joy, you should have complete sense of happiness with all of the good that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you. So Darshu Chazal understand from this, Mikan she'ein korin mikra bikurim, ela bizman simcha me'atzeret ve'ad achag, she'adam melakeit pirot. That Chazal understand from this that the simcha has to be so visceral and so real that it can only be brought at a time of simcha, which is between atzeret and Sukkot, between Shavuot and Sukkot, which is when a person is gathering their fruits. Aval me'achag va'elach, but once Sukkot passes, mevi ve'eno korin shekvar eno zman simcha, then they still have to bring Bikurim, there's still a mitzvah Bikurim. But you can no longer say the declaration, because the declaration has to be b'simcha, and therefore has to be during a time of simcha, where we feel the joy of the Bikurim. Shu gam kein imyad miyuchad she'ne'emar rak mitzvat Bikurim she'ena ela b'zman simcha. That we have this unique concept by Bikurim, that it can only be done at a time of simcha, so much so that we lose an aspect of the mitzvah if we don't do it at a time of simcha. Uvmasechet Bikurim, in the masechet in Shas of Bikurim, it has its own masechet of Mishnayot. It says, Shaninu, Ketzad ma'alin et ha-Bikurim, how do we bring the Bikurim? Kol ha'ayarot mitkansot v'chulei, shelo haya kol echad mevi bikurav bifnei atzmo, ki im bekibbutz Yehudim rabim ke'echad mishum berov am hadrat melech, shelo matzinu ken b'shar mitzvot ketrumot ma'asrot v'kayotze bazeh shetzarich lomar berov am. That specifically on Bikurim, the mission tells us, Chazal tell us, that you couldn't just bring your Bikurim. You had to get together, and all of the Jews together would come from that town, and they would all bring their Bikurim together. Because of Berov Ham Hadras Melech, because there's a greater glory for the king when the whole nation comes together. But again, there are many other mitzvot that are agricultural, and there are many other agricultural things that need to be brought to the Beit HaMikdash, but specifically the Bikurim has to come, Berov HaMadras Melech, it has to come with everybody together. Kavod gadol le'mevi'a Bikurim, and all the things that we see, this kavod gadol that's given to the ones who bring Bikurim, k'di'it Hashem, ha'pachot v'agizbarim, yotzim likratam, that everybody's coming out to greet them, v'chol ba'alei Omaniot shebi Yerushalayim amdim lifnehem, and all of the artisans of Yerushalayim come before them. Lo matzinu kein ba'af mitzvah acher. We don't see this by anything else. V'chazinan mikol zeh. And what we see from all this is shemitzvah bikurim hu mitzvah miyuchedet meod v'tzarich peor gadol inaneha. We see that the mitzvah of bikurim is very unique and needs explanation. Odi ish la'amod al lashon ha'katuv v'lakachta mirshit kol pri ha'adama asher tavi mi'artzecha. We also see from the lashon av, you have to take from the beginning of your fruit of the land, which you get, which you bring from your land. Shelich ora miyutar omro pri ha'adama. It seems to be extraneous to say the fruit of your land. Vayel amar meyoshit kol pri asher tavi mi'artzecha. What does it mean, the fruit of the land which you bring from your land? Just say the fruit which you bring from your land. Why is it emphasizing the adama? V'chein b'kriya mudgash ve'ata hinei heveti et reshit pri ha'adama. Again, once again in this paragraph, it emphasizes the adama. So you understand what the adama is a relevant piece here that we keep coming back to. We quickly ran through the questions. We clear on the fact that at least Bikurim seems to be very unique and have a lot of these unusual aspects that are not by other mitzvot. So let's jump in and see what he says. V'yish lomar ha'inyan. D'inei, al yidei mitzvat hava'at Bikurim, mitkayemet tachlit ha'briya. That through the mitzvah of bringing the Bikurim, we're somehow fulfilling the entire goal of creation. Shikimok shamaru chazal, as chazal say, ki nitava HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyot lo dira batachtonim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a desire, so to speak, to create for himself a place to reside in the lower realms, in the physical world. V'alkim barat ha'olam, and that's why he created the world. He created a place in which he could have a place to rest. Shebitzava. Shebitzva Shamaim, Yishnam Harbe Malachim, the Sarafim, She'en Lahem Yitzah Hara, the Ovdim Tamid Lafjibrach. In the upper realms, in the heavens, there are many Malachim and Sarafim and all of these lofty spiritual things that don't have a Yitzah Hara. And because they don't have a Yitzah Hara, because they don't have Bechirach Hoshid for that matter, they're always serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're just fulfilling Ratzon Hashem. They're created by Ratzon Hashem and they're fulfilling Ratzon Hashem. Ach nitava Kadosh Baruch Hu, but what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, she'yelo dira batachtanin, that he would have a place to reside down here. Hainu ba'olam hazeh, in this world, hagashmi ha'shafal madur ha'klipot, u'makom shitata sitra achra. This world which is physical, which is lowly, where all of the klipot, where there are many things that divide between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the sitra achra, where there are negative forces that are trying to pull us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where he wanted that dira. Shesham yitgadesh shem shamayim, and that there is a place that we should mekadesh shem shamayim. U'kedi'ita b'zor ha'kadosh, as the Zohar says, Shivcha deita mehai alma deihu rachik nichale lekutchabrichu mikala. Dehainu kasher shem shamayim mikadesh mishabeach haba mimador haklipot harezeh chaviv biyoter lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there's no greater shevach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when in this world we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it's coming from this world, when shem shamayim is mikadesh and is praised, it's coming from this place which is within the klipot, within all of these things which are trying to separate us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we break through those, and despite that, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and create a place for him to reside from down here, Hariza Chaviv Biyoter Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's truly beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ne'ita B'Sfarim HaKadoshim, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, sorry, the Sefer HaKadosh, Me'or Vashemesh, says in the name of HaRav HaKadosh, of Elimelech Milizhinsk, in the name of the Noam Elimelech, Zichotoy Gen Alinu, Begodel Chashivut Mitzvat Bikurim, in terms of the greatness of the Mitzvah Bikurim, Shikmamar Chazal, as Chazal say, Kitzad Mitzvat Bikurim, how is Mitzvat Bikurim, what is Mitzvat Bikurim, how does it work? Yored Adam L'toch Sadehu, that a person has to go down into the Sadeh, into his field, V'oret Eina Shebichra, Eshkol Shebichra, Teina should be chra, eshkol should be kor, rimon should be care. Meaning he sees the first, all of the first fruits of the teina and the eshkol and the rimon, the figs and the first of the grapes and of the pomegranates. Kosher alav gumi veomer zele bikurim. He has to go down and tie a string around it to say this is bikurim, to designate it as bikurim, and then to mark it that's going to be the bikurim. So that I guess the Noam HaMelech explains what that means. And this is really, I mean, everything else is going to be built on top of this. This is really the heart and soul of Bikurim, and it's hard for us to relate to. And it's hard to, because of our modern day and age, to kind of really get into the mindset of the farmer working the field, but try to experience it as we read it through. Try to really feel it for yourself. Sha'adama yored l'toch sadehu, that a person comes and goes into their field. Acharei sha'amal ve'avad kol ha'shana b'sadehu, b'zeyat apav. After working the whole year in that field and sweating it out, going there after the crops were gathered and going and I guess in the case of the trees, of going and tending to the trees and making sure that they're cared for properly and making sure that there's no animals that are going to come, no pests that are going to come and destroy the crop, and tending to the crop and protecting the crop and watching the crop grow and waiting for those months and working to tend to those fields for those months and hoping against hope that there's going to be a yield and hoping against hope there's going to be a good yield. The moment of seeing that first fruit sprout, of seeing that first bud turn into a flower and seeing that first fruit emerge, the simcha that comes along with that. V'yata, Kashir zachak var lirot se'ina shebichra. There's nothing greater, there's nothing more precious than that, of seeing that first fruit sprout, the joy that comes with that. And all that person wants to do is to snatch that fruit, snatch that, not what you buy in the store, we're talking about right off the tree, that beautiful, gorgeous rimon, with all of those seeds inside, and the bursts of flavor when you eat it. Grab that first fig off the tree. Grab that first luscious grape off the tree and pop it in your mouth. And have such joy over what you worked for and you achieved over the course of that year. Ukilshona pasuk, ki bechora b'terem kaitz, asher yireha ro'eota be'odo b'kapo b'yivleenu. That when a person sees that first fruit, it's already, the minute they see it there, it's already in their hand and already in their mouth. Uvirega hazeh. And in that moment, shilema'ano amal kol hashana, that the person worked for all year long, who otzer be'odo, v'koshir alav gomi miyachdo l'ashrein barach l'mitzvat bikurim, that a person, as he's reaching out to grab that fruit, stops himself, and says, there's no greater simcha in all of my work than this fruit, and because of that, I'm giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing that would give me greater joy, and I want to give my greatest joy to Hashem. I want to give everything that I am to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that Bikurim goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Bikurim goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the person can imagine the whole way they're looking back at that fruit and they're bringing it to Yerushalayim, they're traveling to Yerushalayim. This is what's truly beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemasar la Hashem Yitbarach et hadavar chaviv, that he gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most beloved thing, vayakar, and the most precious, lo biyoter, more than anything else in the world. Bo yishkia et kol amal chayav, everything that the person worked for the entire year. You know, in our lives, and when we're in school, even more in work, you know, in school, so you have your chemistry class, and you have your drama class, and you have your music class, and you have your business class, and everything's sort of compartmentalized. And when you're in work, so you have this project, you're working on this stage. Almost no one works on one thing all the time, always only. So much our entire work is compartmentalized, and so we have this project and it's come to fruition. This project's moving along, and this project I'm going to get to later. And we're prioritizing. In second, in this day and age, everybody has to work on prioritization, even in the context of work. In the field, there's no prioritization. There's no prioritizing. You're going and you're planting. Sorry, you're plowing. I mean, again, this is for vegetables, but just to drag it out. You're plowing, and then you're planting, and then you're tending, and then you're watching, and then you're tending to your field for months on end, and then you're seeing it sprout, and then you're reaping. But if the crop doesn't come, if your fruit doesn't sprout, if your crops don't come out of the ground, if it doesn't come, then everything you worked for, there's no fruit to be seen from all of your labor, literally and figuratively. Nothing. Nothing. And to take that and give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first fruit, to take that and give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a totally different mindset. It's a totally different mindset. And this is the meaning of taking from the beginning, from the reshit. Because the first that comes to a person is always the most precious. And this is what a person needs to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That which is most beloved to that person. You know, you try to think of comparisons in life. That when a person gets their first paycheck, that the first thing that a person does with their paycheck is to say, I'm giving Meiser. That's the first thing that I'm doing. Before I even think about what I've gotten. And get that first, that excitement when you get your first job. You've been doing 18 internships to build up your resume, and they've promised you lots of work experience, which is code for you're not getting paid anything. And you get that first paycheck in the mail. And you just want to celebrate. You want to go out to dinner with your friends and spend that money and celebrate. Which is not so responsible anyway, but that's the point. Because it's your bikurim, you want to throw it. You don't want to sell it, you want to put it in your mouth. And you take that and you say, I'm giving it to Meiser first. You see, the opposite, and not to in a negative way, but to just rethink things. That in every store, what do you see in every store? That first 20 goes on the wall. I don't even want to spend it. I just want to bask in the... Because there's such simcha from that first 20 that gets spent in that source that we put it on the wall. I'm losing that 20. I'm willing to sacrifice it to experience that joy. I'm dedicating it, and again, not to... It's what the world does, and we sometimes don't think. I'm not bashing a person who does it, but to maybe take it in a different way. And instead of putting it on the wall, which is to celebrate myself, to put that tzedakah and say, the first 20 goes to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for making this store work. To think about how do we take that first... To put it in, to cast it in a different light, again, trying to find modern day parallels when we don't work the fields. To work and work and work, and again, not always to see it bear fruit. Not to get too personal, so to give it a Tanakh context. Who is she who defines what tefillah is for all generations? Chana. Chana who goes, and all she wants to do is to produce fruit for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you see that the way that she davens, she says, give me a child, because that child's for you. Chas v'shalom is a korban. But she goes, and after she's finished giving him his physical sustenance and beginning to grow him, she literally gives him to Beit HaMikdash. That's fruit in a different way. Avram Avinu is told, literally, to make his son a korban. Wasn't his bikurim, but it was his bikurim with Sarah. And his only, both of them was their only child, for that matter. Willing to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their greatest simcha, their greatest joy. By Avram, we see that it wasn't meant to be. By Chana, you see that she was depressed at the beginning of Shmuel Aleph. We never swing back to Chana knows she's going to give up her son. And Perek Bet is a shira of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A shira of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To rethink what it means on all levels that when we produce fruit at the beginning, that immediately we go and give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're doing. To refocus in that way, that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want to give, share that simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Can I turn on?
Yeah.
So I know that like when the first boy is born, then you give it to Jonah Ben, so why doesn't that work for a girl too?
Because it doesn't have to do with Bikurim. It has to do with the fact that they were originally going to be the ones who were going to serve in the Mishkan.
Right, that's sort of like giving, like that's your, if you're saying if it's on that.
Right, why not for a girl also? So persons to celebrate when they have a girl also. I mean, it doesn't have to be through the literal process of either bringing that person to become a Levi or not, or the literal process of having a Bijonah Bain or not. To not have any sense of hoda'ah and invest in that way and share that simcha as a simcha with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I think it is deeply problematic. It doesn't mean to have the parallel of a Brit Milah. You have to have a simchat pas, whatever. So you have a kiddush and shul a month later, 2 months later. You invite people to your house for a kumzitz. Maybe you say to your husband, we can leave the house. Me and my female friends are going to get together, and we're going to sit, and we're going to have a shir and the kumzitz, and we're going to sing in Hoda'a to HaKadosh Baruch Hu this Wednesday night. Go to the Beit Midrash, and I'm taking over the house. You know, whatever it may be. But yeah, we should have a Hoda'a to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 100%. V'yal derech zeh. That the Torah is commanding us to give every beginning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only true source, the only true one, the only true Reshit, and we therefore bring all firsts back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kemo dichtiv, kadesh li kol bechor petarechem, like you just brought up, to bring to me the first bechor, any firstborn comes to me. Of human beings, so we do Bijon HaBein, and by animals, they literally go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bivnei Yisrael ba'adam ve'ma lihu. Bechor banecha titin li, you should give me the firstborn. Reshit diganecha, the beginning of the crops. Reshit arisatechem, the beginning of your kneading. Chala tzrimu tshurma, that's why we give chala. Reshit geiz tzoncha titin li, the beginning of the shearing of your sheep. All the beginnings, all the reshits come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hainu shekol reshit, yakiv di l'shem brach. All the firsts go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ha'ola al kulana. Who reshit bikurei ad matecha tavi beit Hashem elokecha, but above all of those is the bringing of bikurim, because as opposed to all of the other ones, shacharei shanat mimashal amal v'yagia. Because again, this is where a person's literally putting their whole heart and soul, all of their life force, all of their physical life force, the entire year, all of their emotional energy, the entire year in the work has been put into this work. Zoche lirot pri amalok, shekol hashana, they finally get to see that pri. V'harei ze'ata davar achaviv alav yoter, there's nothing like that. V'kasher hu kvar magia l'ta'anug hazeh, when a person reaches the ta'anug, makrivo to bikurim l'Hashem yiparach, he brings it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lakach piskut ha-mitzvah zo nivrak olam, and this is why, because of this, the whole world is created. Ka'amor ha-tachlit ha-briyah sh'nitava HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'lo dira b'tachnim, that the whole reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is that he desired to have Adira b'tachtonim, he desired to have a place to dwell in the lower realms. Shebatachtonim yakrivu la'Hashem yiparach et achaviv yoter shebenafsham k'shura bo, that in the lower realms that a person should bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that which is most beloved to him, which his soul is most connected to. V'zemit kayem mitzvah bikurim, and that's through the mitzvah of bikurim.
What do you think that's like?
One second. Let's see. Let's finish what he's saying. V'im ki ma erech yesh lemashu noten acharei yachadim ze hu makriv chilek milibol Hashem parach b'mosro et achaviv alav biyoter v'zeh tachlit abriyah. Kilo, when a person goes and brings that first fruit, they're giving a piece of themselves. That's what it's about. They're mamish giving a piece of themselves, Shabbos. They're mamish giving a piece of themselves. We're being moser nefesh by doing that. Because I've invested myself in that fruit. And that fruit is a reflection of who I am and what I've worked for. And I'm giving that piece of myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did you want to say?
It's weird that it's talking about fruit, so you would think it would be like a firstborn child.
But it says also, and like you brought up, like, yeah, so there is that has to be redeemed. And we recognize that it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm redeeming it because we're not going to bring it as a korban. The child's not going to be as a korban, but it needs to be redeemed because it inherently belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being the first fruit of the womb. Inherently. That recognition of it going back to the source. Who could eat Besfar Makadoshim? Sure. No? Thanks for joining us. Talking about Bikurim and the greatness of Bikurim. The second line on the top of the page. After the period. Who could eat Besfar Makadoshim? Ala Pasuk. Vahavta the Shem Elokecha, Bechol Levavecha, Bechol Nafshecha, Bechol Meodecha. That we should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our me'od. Mazem me'od. We translate it as all of our money. It's an interesting translation. Mazem me'od, meaning all of your odness. It's like, what does that mean? B'davar shehu etzlacha me'od me'od. Meaning, what it's trying to emphasize is, b'chol me'odecha. What by you is your me'od me'od. What by you is your yakar v'chaviv me'od. What by you is most precious and most beloved. Bo titkayim v'ahavta t'shem elokecha. That's how we're going to keep v'ahavta t'shem elokecha. V'timseru hu l'Hashem yibarach. That's how we give ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mezot kaimu b'mivi'e ha-bikurim. And this is through the bringing of bikurim. And that's why there was so much kavod giving to those who brought bikurim. And everybody's going out to greet them. And all of the artisans of Yerushalayim are standing in front of them. Because of this great belovedness of the mitzvah bikurim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Jews giving that which is most beloved of them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing like that to what it's all about. That's the difference. That's the difference between Kayin and Hevel, as he says in the next paragraph. No, it's a tangent, he's going to say it. Why should I pretend that I know anything more than he's going to know? I was about to say, like Kayin and Hevel, he says so like Kayin and Hevel. V'alpizeh yishlevei er parshat Kayin v'Hevel. And that's the first time that we really see this manifest. It's a very, very beautiful diuk that he's about to make. Assuming that we're both making the same diuk, I assume I learned it from him. K'moshen ne'emar, v'yavo Kayin mipri adama mincha la'Hashem. It says that Kayin brought from the pri adama mincha la'Hashem. Right? Kayin and Hevel, they were the first ones to bring a korban to Hashem. Kayin worked the land, so he brought from the land. And Hevel was a shepherd, so he brought from his sheep. The Hevel Avi Gamhu, so Hevel also brought, which already seems to imply negative. He also brought, meaning he saw Kayin bring, so he also brought. Gevi Gamhu Bechorot Sono Michal Behen. He brought from the Bechorot of its son and from the fattest of his sheep. So which one would we assume is going to be the loftier of the two, Kayin or Hevel? Should be Kayin. Kayin's the first one to bring. And yet, which one's korban is received? Only Hevel. Only Hevel. Vamru Chazal. Shekayin hevi min apsolet, What did Cain do? Cain would have been the first one to bring, but he brought from the leftovers of the field. We have to understand. Where do Chazal know this from? How do we know they brought this? The leftovers, the psalat, the negative part of it. You know, whatever's left behind. So he threw it on the. He gave it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, we're degrading Cain, who was the first one to come up with the korban. Nobody asked him to. There was no mitzvah, and we're bashing him and saying, "Oh, he brought from the psalat." Where are they getting this from? If he's going to bring it, why would he bring it from the worst of his field? Chazal understood this from Zot midiyuka lashon, because watch the lashon. Vayevi kain mi pri adama mincha lashem. Kain brought from the pri adama. Shelokitiv mi pri admato. Not from the fruits of his field. There was no personal investment. He brought from the fruit of the land, Beseder. Not from the fruit of his land. There was nothing personal about it. Kederek shekatuv bekorban hevel. How does it say by hevel? Mi bechorot sono. Cain said, "Okay, I'll bring a korban." Hevel said, "No, I'm not bringing a korban. I'm going to find the sheep that I'm most proud of, the sheep that's the fattest, the sheep that's the biggest, the sheep that's going to bring me the bo simcha. That's what I'm going to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu." The hainu shepriad matoa kavana lepirot elu shavem hishkia et kol dam hatamtzit shelo. He put his whole life force into it. The Cain lo aya muchan limsor zot lashem bracha. Cain wasn't ready to really give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was willing to give a tribute. He wasn't willing to give himself. A tribute he could give. The leftovers he can give. As always, I think it's also, again, not to negate nice things. Like, and not to take it away. You know, when somebody says, it's a few extra cents, just throw it into tzedakah. It's a very beautiful thing in and of itself. But that's not intentional. That's not intentional. When you have two pennies left behind, so it's also good, and it also adds, and it also goes to it costs, and a person to still do it. But that's not mi bechorot sono. That's not a person's, meaning kilu, that's not a person's tzedakah. That's not a person's mesiras nefesh. That's a person not wanting a couple of pennies and at least putting it somewhere good. That's Cain. But we also need to be a hevel. We also need to give me bechorot sono mechel behen. The Cain lo haya muchan limsor zot lashem yiprach, ela hivi stam mi pri adamai, just giving stam from the pri of the field. Mima shelo hishkia kol kach habeya malviyagi, he didn't put much into it. Sheze pirush min agarua. That's what made it unimpressive. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't. He doesn't need fruits or vegetables. He doesn't need sheep, and he doesn't need wool. He doesn't need anything. A Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything. What does a Kadosh Baruch Hu really want? What does he really, quote-unquote, need? What does he need? He needs us. He needs us. Rachmana liba ba'e. So Rachmana wants our heart. He wants what we're putting our heart into. Rachmana liba ba'e. He's looking for us to give ourselves over to him. But he doesn't need our body. He doesn't need our soul. He gives us b'chira chofshit. He wants us to want him. He wants us to want to give to him. He wants us to show that we love him, that we choose to be close to him, and that we want to bring everything back to him. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see. That's what makes a difference to him. Rachmana libabai. He wants us. He wants me bechorot no bechel behen. He doesn't care which sheep it is. He cares that the sheep is important to you. He doesn't care which $20 bill it is. He cares that $20 bill is important to you. He doesn't care which check it is. He cares that check is important to you. That's what he cares about. He cares that you're showing that you're giving everything back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Finish up the paragraph. The alderach mitzvah pikurim lahavi min hamufchar uvikar min reshita chaviv biyoter shim sruzot l'shem brach, to bring from the most choices, from the best, to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll stop here. And it's an incredible limud of bikurim. The whole world is created for bikurim. The whole world is created for bikurim because the whole world is created because, not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs anything. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to create an opportunity for us to show that we want to give everything to him. And through Bikurim, literally in the Bikurim themselves and in our lives and all of the different ways that it manifests itself, if we really think about it, whether when we're giving challah and we're taking it off, when we're giving maaser, when we're thinking of new ways to get dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're showing that everything we do in this world that brings us simcha, I'm dedicating that simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of my first fruits, I'm transforming it from being a celebration of the work of my own hands, kochi va'otzem yadi asali etachayil hazeh, and changing it from a celebration of self to a celebration of selflessness, a celebration of gratitude to He who gave me the koach to do, and who at the end of the day really was the one who produced that. That there's no paycheck without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's no fruit without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's nothing without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm turning what I gain into a celebration and a joy in HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and in a hoda'ah, a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. A recognition of where everything comes from. Looking back all the way through Jewish history, I'm looking back that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the way to the beginning. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zocha to keep a clarity of mind, to be able to always share our simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to want to be moser nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And lo aleinu, we should not be moser nefesh physically with our bodies, but we can be moser nefesh by seeing that which we've invested our life and our soul in, and through dedicate that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that be mekayim bechol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'odecha, and to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He has a place that's riding here, and that place that He resides here is within me and within what I do, and that all goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zrat Hashem by all of us.